Our next two contestants are standing before me right now. We have Cece James and Katie Hamill. Welcome to the Ask Me Another stage.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you.
Katie, you're an attorney.
Yes.
An attorney from Massachusetts.
That's right.
With the state Supreme Court.
Yes.
I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Who is your favorite Supreme Court justice?
All time?
Yeah, I'll say all time. I like that you can do that, by the way. You're like,
Massachusetts or U.S.?
I'm going to say U.S. for fun.
I guess I'll go with Justice Marshall, Thurgood Marshall.
Okay, I like that answer. Cece, I love what you do. You have a vintage books shop for sci-fi.
Yes.
And fantasy. Books that people have long forgotten that you want to bring out?
Yes, many of them. Thousands.
How did this project start?
My to-be husband and I did a Kickstarter.
Oh, nice.
We got money to bring books that are in questionable copyright back from the dead, printing them with authors or their estate's permission. And then we had to buy so many books to do that project that we started a bookstore.
I like that you said state's permission. I'm sure Katie was I heard that. I got it. Paul and Storm, what do we have up our sleeves for these people?
Well, when we heard that Jad Abumrad was going to be on the show, we figured we needed to do something smart and sciencey.
Yeah.
Some of you may remember the song by Thomas Dolby, She Blinded Me with Science.
Absolutely.
Science. Yes.
In fact, let's go ahead and get it out right now.
Yeah,
audience.
Let's do it.
Science!
It's poetry in motion.
So we decided that we would rework the lyrics to that song to be about different scientific principles and discoveries. So we're going to sing the stanzas of that song. And contestants, you have to yell out, "She blinded me with gravity," if that were the answer, or whatever it happens to be. And you must yell it in that fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. After each stanza, there will be a follow-up question that either of you can buzz in for.
And the winner of this round will go on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Here we go. Something's happening in the dryer. Triboelectric energy. Her hands remind me of live wires. It's shocking when she touches me. She blinded me with something.
Cece.
She blinded me with electricity.
Type of electricity?
Static. She blinded me with static.
You hit it. Well done, Cece.
And now the follow-up. We all experience static electricity when we pull socks out of the dryer or by rubbing a balloon on our sweater. But what is a large-scale example of static electricity that kills, on average, 40 people in the U.S. every year?
Katie.
Lightning.
That is correct. Well done.
Genetics is her hobby. Her lab-made children all make me amazed. They're identical copies, right down to all their DNA. She blinded me with something.
Katie.
She blinded me with cloning.
That is correct, Katie.
Follow-up question. In 1996, scientists in Scotland reported the first mammal to be cloned from an adult cell, a sheep, by the name of what?
Katie.
Dolly.
Dolly is correct. You know you're cloning, Katie.
She puts my world in motion, riding the asthenosphere, forming mountains and the oceans. It's why Pangea is no longer here. Yeah, she blinded me with something.
Katie.
She blinded me with continental drift. Is that what you're looking for?
The puzzle guru says yes, you got that correct. We were looking for plate tectonics, but that works.
I feel the earth move under my feet. Sang what artist on her hit 1971 album, Tapestry?
Carol King.
That is correct, Katie.
She's so experimental, speaking to me in both Swiss and French. Collisions aren't accidental in her multi-billion dollar trench. She blinded me with something.
Cece.
She She blinded me with a large hadron collider.
Yes, that is correct.
And costing nearly $5 billion, the Large Hadron Collider was built to find elementary particles such as the Higgs boson, which has been given what sexy nickname by the media?
Cece.
The God Particle.
Also correct. Well done. It was a great, great match, but Katie is the winner of this round. She'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More Final Round. Cece, you are a joy to have on our Ask Me Another stage. Big round of applause for our contestants.